Hi, everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm over for some rock music and doing a concert in whatever echo chamber you're in today.
Yes. I am in an empty, mostly empty apartment, so I apologize for the echoey sound. Whatever the echoey sound does not get eliminated by all the effects things I put on this recording after we finish, but not much I can do about it. Hopefully, cross my fingers, the next episode after this, it will be gone because I won't have to be here anymore. But oh well. Nothing like sleeping on an air mattress, guys. It's very exciting. Before we get into this week's episode, remind you guys, please, right, subscribe to us on iTunes, your podcatcher of choice. Really helps us out. It takes probably maybe 5 minutes and gets us a lot of attention and gets us more people to listen to the show. We really appreciate it if you do that. We read each and every single review. We really appreciate it. This week's episode, or this episode's episode?
This half week's episode?
Half week is The Otto Show, episode 8F21, originally aired April 23rd, 1992. It was written by Jeff Martin, directed by Wes Archer. Episode had an 11.5 Nielsen rating, viewed approximately 10.59 million homes. Finished 41st in the week. Fourth highest rated show on Fox after Married with Children, Beverly Hills 90210, and In Living Color.
Really? 90210? That's just sad.
It was popular. I'll give it that.
Yes, everyone loves 30-somethings pretending to be teenagers. Although I suppose when they first started, they were late 20-somethings pretending to be teenagers.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were younger than, they were 30s at the end. Chalkboard gag, I will not spin the turtle. I don't know what that means.
I don't know if it's a euphemism, but if it's an actual turtle, that's a good idea, because turtles can bite the heck out of you.
Don't spin turtles, it's mean, and they can be dangerous. Couch gag. Santa's little helper growls at the family. We've seen this one already. This season, repeat, boo, boo, repeat, boo, repeat. Couch gags. I'm not a fan. Guest stars: Michael McKean and Christopher Guest, as along with Harry Shearer. They are the three main members of Spinal Tap who make an appearance in this episode, and they also, I'm fairly certain, die in this episode. So,
well, to be fair, that's never, 100% proven, although their bus does flip off a cliff and burst into flames, but you never
explode.
Know.
Explode? Yeah. So, yeah, that the Spinal Tap concert is really where we start the episode. Bart and Milhouse are going to see Spinal Tap. Bart is very, very excited to go to this is his first rock concert, correct, Matt?
I believe that's what he says, yes.
Yeah, it's his first. Marge is a little wary about it. We find out that Homer has the worst case of tinnitus ever. He can't hear anything except a high whine droning noise.
Which explains a lot about Homer, to be honest.
Yeah, it really does. It pretty much lays out his case for pretty much his entire behavior. Milhouse shows up in a... he doesn't show up. They go pick him up. And he's wearing a leather jacket... No shirt on underneath.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah, 50,000 Bazooka Joe comics, I believe, is what it cost him.
That's what he said. Man, that kid must like some serious gum.
Bazooka Joe is only loosely called gum.
Oh, that's true. It's more like it's like hardened clay with some sugar on top.
Yeah, wrapped in unfunny comics. Homer is driving them. He drops them off. He just sits out in this car the entire time. Envisions, we have flashbacks to him having amazing times in his car, and that's him eating alone at Make Out Point.
Aw, yeah.
But then we proceed to the actual concert, and the highlight of the first act is really just Spinal Tap doing their thing. I pulled the best of it, I think. Here's an interview with Spinal Tap.
Hey, Bill and Marty here. And we're backstage rapping with a tap.
Fellas, I'm going to hit you with a phrase that has dogged you throughout your career. Washed up.
Yet here you are, among the top 105 concert acts today. What's your secret, guys?
Well, after the Berlin Wall fell, our records started selling on the dismal side of the Iron Curtain, and naturally that gave us a boost.
were very big in Bulgaria. And what's his name? Yadagaria? Hungaria? Yeah, whatever.
I can't think of anyone who's benefited more from the death of communism than us.
Well, maybe the people who actually live in the communist countries.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. I bet you're right.
Yeah, on the other hand, each of us just bought our own soccer team. How many Hungarians can say that, eh?
Have you've seen... This is Spinal Tap, I assume, Matt.
I have not, actually. I watched the first 10 minutes and was bored, so, you know.
Oh! Matt, you gotta
I tried. I really tried.
What do you mean? Do you not like the Christopher Guest movies?
I don't know that I've seen any others.
You have to have seen them.
Okay, well, what are best some others?
Best in Show.
Ugh.
Really?
That one I saw. It was all right. It wasn't hilarious.
Let's see. For Your Consideration. Nope. What's the other one I can't think of? The one with the folk music. What's it called? I can't remember, but I'm sure you guys are yelling at your podcast machines right now what the name of that movie is. But that's my favorite, the one with a few... the title I can't remember is my favorite of the newer ones. This is Spinal Tap is amazing, Matt. I guess it's my proclivities towards metal music that makes me like it so much. But I guess that's... Did you get a lot out of this, not seeing that movie?
The Spinal Tap stuff I thought was hilarious. I actually just... I guess I've seen enough behind the musics and things parodying behind the music that this, if not echoing This is Spinal Tap, just still felt incredibly funny. And I don't know, it had that kind of arrogance that comes with being a music superstar that I think just it resonated with pretty much anybody.
Then you'd love the movie. That's what that is. That's all that This is Spinal Tap is.
Yeah, but movies are hard to watch. They're so long.
Okay, wow. All right. I might have to release some personal information, you guys, so you can contact Matt directly. Let him know what you think about all these thoughts he has. Spinal Tap, they go on, start their concert. The venue they're performing at is apparently an ice hockey arena 6 out of 7 nights of the week. So they are performing in ankle-deep water. At one point they release what is supposed to be a dark lord, a devil kind of figure supposed to fall from the ceiling, but instead it's half inflated.
Well, it seems some silly twit did not get a big enough oxygen pump, but that's supposed to be a devil.
Filled up with air, it's very evil and impressive.
We salute you, our half-inflated dark lord.
And everyone salutes the half-empty balloon. But after a laser hits one of them in the eye, they decide to quit, leave the show, end the show very early, after like 20 minutes. Otto and Snake, I guess, are the ones who initiate the riot. And the entire concert is taken up in people like fighting and throwing chairs and destroying things. And, Marge and Lisa are watching this on the news and manage to see Bart flying across the screen on a banner, like he's Tarzan.
Yeah, Marge is concerned for Bart's welfare, and Lisa's like, no, watch this. And immediately Bart is seen participating in the frivolity.
Yeah, Homer is sitting outside the venue, still completely oblivious, listening to singing half-heartedly to a Spanish flea. He manages to grab Bart, and they head home. When they get home, Bart realizes what he wants to do with his life.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, thank God.
Mom, I want to be a rock star.
We'll discuss it later. Is Milhouse okay?
He'll be right back.
Help! Help!
I'm sorry, every time that gets me, I watch this episode 2.5 times for this, and it still slays me every time that they forgot Milhouse.
Help!
Oh, God.
The poor Milhouse spent his 50,000 Bazooka Joe comics to get his jacket, and he's all beat up.
Milhouse.
But with poor Milhouse buried under chairs, we go to commercial.
And when we come back, we see Homer and Marge discussing what they're going to do about Bart's desire to be a rock star. Marge is surprisingly she's supportive. She wants to get Bart a guitar, and Homer's like, oh, we got a guitar. So he pulls out this little wind-up guitar for babies and says, oh, this will be plenty good enough for him. And Marge's like, no, we should get him something real. So they do. They actually get Bart a guitar with a built-in amplifier so you know it's quality. My question is, he plays it several times without plugging it in, so how does that work exactly? Even if the amp is built in, shouldn't you have to plug it into the wall or something?
I don't think about it too much, Matt.
Okay, fair enough. Bart, of course, sees this as this guitar as his ticket to stardom, and he then imagines a life as a rock star where he is fat and drunk and Milhouse is his backup guitarist and tells him he's changed, and Bart gets to throw empty whiskey bottles at him. And I wanted to capture this clip, but it's so visual you don't really get the full impact of it, but go watch it, it's really great. And of course Bart sees this as the coolest thing that could possibly happen to him. It is a huge amount of motivation to become a drunken lout who can barely move and doesn't care about the music anymore. So like all metal stars, really.
Matt, that's a stereotype. I don't appreciate. There are many, many musicians out there who are perform metal music, and they are not drug addicts or alcoholics.
I know. I'm just poking at you.
Just a lot of them. Just a lot of them are.
Well, anyway, Bart begins to practice, and I believe he immediately starts to try to play Polly Wolly Doodle with a book that either came with the guitar or that Marge and Homer got him. He sucks, because he's starting out. Everyone sucks when they start out. It's just the way things are. Sucking is the first step to being better at something. Mm-hmm. Remember, kids? And Lisa actually tries to encourage him. She grabs her sax and tries to play along with him, just jamming, doing a little bit of noodling. Bart, of course, does not appreciate that because he thinks she's making fun of him, which, of course, she's not, but it's Bart.
I don't know about that, Matt. She may be making fun of him a little bit.
Maybe a little.
I thought it was funny, honestly. So,
The next day, Bart takes the guitar to school, which is a little unusual, but hey, where Nelson laughs at him while he attempts to play Polly Wolly Doodle. I guess at this point we learn that Nelson is in their neighborhood because he shows up the same bus stop for some reason. Or that could just be convenience in this particular case.
Yeah, probably.
When they board the bus, Otto immediately notices Bart's awesome guitar and says, hey, that's a cherry axe, Bart, dude. And Bart says, I think it's broken. And to which Otto responds,
hey, cherry axe, Bart dude.
I think it's broken.
Oh, really? Hey, give it here.
I didn't know you played the guitar, Otto Man.
Hey, that's all I did in high school. My old man said I was wasting my time and I'd never amount to anything. Now I'd like to slow things down a little bit. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? This world you cannot change. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Oh, Otto. Any attempt, a chance to perform, I guess.
Free bird, Matt.
I know. At this point, Martin pipes up that they should have been at school 20 minutes ago. So apparently Otto's impromptu concert was quite lengthy. It did involve Freebird after all. So Otto gives Bart back the guitar and then speeds off as a crazy person would do, essentially.
This is where he literally murders a band. That's the part we talked about a little bit earlier. He literally kills a band and all their crew.
Well, the crew is a great loss, but it's a really metal way to go out, you know? Run over by a school bus.
I'm fairly certain no one wants to die, Matt.
I don't know. Death Clock might have a few things to say about that.
They just want to kill all their fans, not actually kill themselves.
Okay, good point. I also love the gag where none of the police got the license plate when Otto runs straight through the police picnic, because of course not.
course not.
And then Otto doesn't even make it close to the school, from what I can tell. He ends up flipping the bus in the town square where the rear bumper comes off, and everyone immediately calls into the "How's my driving" number. So we next see the kids jumping off on the little inflatable slide, and Principal Skinner saying it's a miracle no one was hurt. Otto is quite proud of his zero fatalities, no matter how many wrecks that he has committed with a school bus.
So, like I said, fairly certain Spinal Tap died from that.
Well, no fatalities on the school bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
only the children matter, Robbie. Come on.
Of course.
It's at this point we learn that Otto does not have a license and also does not wear his own underwear. So who would trade underwear with Otto? I'm not sure, unless he just grabbed it out of the dump. But, yeah.
We do see him in a trash co-disposal unit later on, Matt, so...
That's true. Maybe that's where he does all his shopping, is the dumpster.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
But Skinner drove an all-terrain vehicle in Da Nang, so he is going to take over driving the school bus while Otto is gone. He picks up the kids the next day and then proceeds to essentially get stuck trying to pull out onto a main road because Skinner, I don't know, he just can't handle the stresses of driving in the big city of Springfield. But meanwhile, Otto goes to get a license, and he meets Patty.
Oh, look, you got someone at your window. My name's Patty. I'll be testing you. When you do good, I use the green pen. When you do bad, I use the red pen. Any questions?
Yeah, one. Have you always been a chick? I mean, I don't want to offend you, but you were born a man, weren't you? You can tell me. I'm open-minded.
Opinating this?
Oh, poor Otto. He then proceeds to epically fail the driving test, knocking over every single cone, and then misspelling bus on his application, which, how do you do that, Robbie? How do you misspell bus?
B-U-S-S?
That's true. I guess you could put an extra S on the end. I just assumed he had substituted something else, but you're right. An extra S would definitely do that. Then we see Bart going to the Quickie Mart after a hard day spent entirely in the bus, it appears, with Principal Skinner, who still could not manage to get out into traffic. Whereapoo gives him a delicious chutney squishy, which still makes me vomit a little just think about. But right outside,
like chutney?
No,
Matt?
No chutney. I've tried and tried. Just no. But anyway, Bart throws it away outside in the dumpster, hits Otto, who is living in a Trashco waste disposal unit, not a dumpster brand. Those are top of the line. Those are too good for Otto. And luckily for Otto, Bart says, hey, you can come live in our garage. And Otto sees this as a huge upgrade. And then we go to commercial.
So Otto moves in. I guess it's that simple. Homer is hesitant. I don't understand why. You just have a moocher living. Where is he actually sleeping, in the garage or the basement?
Bart says garage, but he's in the basement, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but he doesn't do a whole bunch. He just plays guitar with Bart and hangs around with no shirt on for most of the time.
Yeah, shirts are for squares, man.
Marge tries to recall what conversation she had with Bart that she agreed to this.
What conversation?
Mom, can Otto live in our garage for as long as he wants? He sure can!
Marge, what were you thinking?
That's not my voice.
Oh, everybody says that when they hear themselves on tape.
That's true. You know, everyone says that.
Yeah, it's true. But I love it that Homer is fooled by Bart's impersonation of Marge. Homer's thoughts about moochers and how they relate to the Bible are also relayed to us.
But doesn't the Bible say, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
Yes, but doesn't the Bible also say, thou shalt not take moochers into thy hut?
I don't remember that Bible verse.
You don't remember that Bible verse, Matt? I think I got that.
It must have been one of the minor prophets, probably in Malachi somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely, Malachi. Oh, I forget all about Malachi.
Everyone does.
Yeah. But yeah, he's just kind of laying around. He wants to read something. what, see something? He wants, is it just, they, he asked Marge if they have anything in the vampire's point of view or anything that guys send in naked pictures of their chicks. They do not have either.
So Marge's a little disappointing.
Marge is starting to agree more with Homer's line of thinking about maybe they shouldn't let Otto stay with them. Homer comes in on them. Comes in on Otto playing Bart's guitar and asks why Bart isn't really playing it anymore.
Hey, how come you never play your guitar anymore?
I'll tell you the truth, Dad. I wasn't good at it right away, so I quit. I hope you're not mad.
Son, come here. Of course I'm not mad. If something's hard to do, then it's not worth doing. You just stick that guitar in the closet next to your shortwave radio, your karate outfit, and your unicycle, and we'll go inside and watch TV.
What's on?
It doesn't matter.
Now we know what happened to his karate uniform.
Yeah, I can relate to Bart. I think most kids can, in that they like have fleeting interests in a lot of things, and parents who want to try and, I guess, a certain kind of parent that wants to like feed their interests, and so they just. I at one time had a metal detector. I picked up Warhammer Fantasy, the little figures guys, for some reason.
Hey, that's an expensive hobby for a little kid.
It's expensive. It was expensive then. It's like twice as expensive now. But I did manage to play music and kept going with that. So I have that going for me. But
and still have several musical instruments. I would know. Several. I unpacked them.
Several. We had most of those are Kim's. To be fair, I only have two.
Uh huh.
I have a guitar and a cello. That is it.
The rest the violin's of those, not
the
yours.
The violin, the two keyboards, the accordion, the ukulele, and the two other guitars are all Kim's.
Damn.
Yeah, it's all her. We get Otto telling a scary story to Lisa, which she's 8. I can see her being scared for that story that I've heard 100 times.
Especially Homer, when it's Otto telling it. Whew.
Yeah, he does add a little bit of creepiness factor, just the fact that the tone of his voice and the way he acts. There's all this stuff is piling up. Eventually, Homer decides to kick him out of the house, and this actually, I guess, is the right thing to do because it ends up giving Otto the kind of impetus to go get his driver's license back. You know, he kind of marches to the DMV, angry that. Homer called it. He's angry at Homer called him a bum, but then Bart corrects him. He didn't call you a bum. He called you a sponge. And this is the thing that sets him off, puts him over the edge. He goes in, marches in, and I guess he's just the fact that he has stories that make Homer look bad. I forget if it's Patty or Selma. Do you remember which one it is, Matt?
I believe it was Patty the first time, and I'm pretty sure it's Patty the second time as well.
Probably, yeah, Patty again. And he tells, you know, he lets Patty know that's why he's so angry, and he has all these stories about Homer, specifically one about how he left a piece of food on his face for multiple days.
Yes, a chicken wing, if I recall correctly.
It's Homer. I can believe that. But because of this, Patty kind of overlooks him being a terrible driver and lets him pass the test, gives him hints on the answer, gives him the answers to the written test. The episode ends with them going into the bus and Otto is driving once again. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, well, when someone knocked over the, what does he knock over? Is it a fire hydrant?
I think it's a stop sign or something. Or a street stop sign.
Something. He knocks over something. It was pretty obvious who was driving at that point.
Yeah, it's Dot Skinner. But that's how the episode ends, with the triumphant return of Otto as their bus driver. I would put this is like at the bell curve of Simpsons episodes. This is right at the top. It is right, you know, average, perfectly acceptable Simpsons episode.
Yep, nothing super special about it, but all around competent, tight, well made story. Had a beginning, a middle, and an end that made sense. Involved several different family members, mostly Bart and Otto, but you know the rest of the family had their parts. And there was a lot of jokes. I mean, the first time I saw this, it made me laugh over and over again. And every time I see it, there are still a few things like Milhouse under the chairs that still really get me. It's just overall well done.
Yeah, Spinal Tap was a highlight, along with the quote at the end with Homer telling Bart that quitting is okay. I always enjoy it a lot. And you get some backstory on Otto, even though he's really not that interesting of one of the supporting characters. He's well down on my list. But this is going to be an interesting one to rank. I think these kind of episodes are even, in a certain way, more challenging than the really, really
much
good
more
ones.
Challenging, yeah.
But we will rank it at the end of the show. Let's see. Before we move on, please remind you guys to keep sending in my favorite episode submissions. I keep getting them in, you know, routinely, a couple every like few week, I would say. But we're about to hit season 4. Get them in.
When it all gets ramped up.
Yep. Get them in. SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. We'll read them on air. Next up, comments from the news group. A lot of people were very excited about Spinal Tap being on The Simpsons, and a lot of people had no idea who Spinal Tap was.
Oh, even I didn't know who Spinal Tap was.
And so then the rest of the people were filling in these people about who Spinal Tap was. The other thing that happened was, I'm not going to go into the specific details, because it's actually a little bit gross. But guys posting inappropriate comments about Marge.
That's just weird.
And relating to other, like, that's not even the worst of it. I'm not going to go into details, but people got upset at this gentleman, and then he came back and was yelling at them, calling them nerds who live in their parents' basements. Apparently, even in the early 90s, that was the thing you call people who use the internet. Even though this guy, from what he posted, is that he played fantasy baseball and like was posting on Simpsons news groups. Fairly certain you're a big nerd too, dude.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, not a lot. Yeah. So you got your thinking cap on, Matt?
I do.
Good. It's time for the new Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
No Google Trivia Challenge is part of the show, Matt. And I will challenge one another with an easy and medium and a hard trivia question. See if we can stump the other. No theme this week. We are the world is our oyster. We can go where the wind takes us, etc., etc. Did you go first last time, Matt, or did I go first?
I have no idea, but feel free to go first.
I will go first. Here's your easy question. Are you ready, Matt?
I am ready.
Okay. Who is the only core Simpsons family member not named after a member of Matt Groening's family?
That would be Bart.
That is correct. He is Matt to a certain extent. He just took the word brat and rearranged the letters to Bart.
All right. You ready for your easy one, Robbie?
I'm ready.
All right. So we didn't have a theme, but I decided to go with a theme just to make things more interesting.
Okay.
In Sideshow Bob's Last Gleaming, what branch of the military controls the base that the episode takes place on?
That's an easy question?
Yeah.
That is not an easy question, Matt.
Okay, fine. I'll switch the.
I'm fairly certain it's the Air Force, but it's not an easy question.
I don't know. I thought it was.
Is it the Air Force?
It is the Air Force. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an easy question.
Sorry, the whole thing revolves around aircraft, so I figured Air Force.
I understand that, but okay. If you ask my sister that, you think she'd get it right?
Okay, you're right. My medium question probably would have been an easy question.
It's fine. Air Force. I should get bonus points because that's an uneasy question.
All right, whatever.
You ready for your medium question?
I am.
In Grade School Confidential, what is Bart and Milhouse's social standing ranked numerically according to Milhouse?
Oh, God. You had to ask for the number. I want to say 5.5. They get beat up, but they get an explanation.
You get half credit because you did get the word. The words are correct, but it's 3.5.
3.5. Damn. All right. Okay, so your medium question, which probably should have been your easy question, is Sideshow Bob has a brother, Cecil. Who does the voice of Cecil?
Oh, it's... I might actually get this one wrong. I can't think of his... I can think of his face so easily because he was on Frasier. He's on Frasier with Kelsey Grammer. He has a three-word name, doesn't he?
Indeed he does, and it's very waspy.
Yeah, I know. Oh... I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I fear that might happen. David Hyde Pierce.
David Hyde Pierce. Yeah, that is super waspy. My streak comes to an end.
Shucks.
Okay, Matt. Your hard question. You ready?
I'm ready.
In Radioactive Man, what does Bart utilize to make himself both be and appear taller?
Let's see. He has a small dog, platform shoes, vertical stripes, and he has, I don't know if we can call it spiking his hair, but he's increased the height of his hair.
What is the one thing that he physically does to make himself taller?
Are you referring to strapping himself to both pets and telling them to pull like he's on the rack?
Yes. Okay. That is exactly what I'm referring to.
Good. That's the funniest part. All right. This is a really hard one. I'm pretty sure you won't get it, but if you do, I'll be pleasantly surprised. Are you ready?
I'm glad you had such high expectations of me, Matt.
All right. In Sideshow Bob Roberts, name three of the animals that voted for Bob from the Pet Sematary.
Snowball.
Which Snowball?
Snowball 1. Okay. Snowball 1. What means Snowball with Snowball?
Well, I guess at that point they were still on Snowball 2, but now they're on like Snowball 12 or something.
That doesn't count. It's canonically it's like the Skinner thing where they just act like it never happened.
All right, fair enough.
Snowball 1, was it one of the Lassies?
No.
Is that I'm thinking of a dog of death, I think, still. Uh-huh. I can't think of this. I cannot think of any. I know Snowball 1. I remember Lisa being very upset they had Snowball 1 vote for Bob.
All right. I will read you the full list, although I actually only remembered a couple of these because I remembered the ones that they actually said, which were Mr. and Mrs. Bananas, Humphrey Bogart, Stampy, and then there were three more, Schnookums, Snookums, and Stormy, which I believe were just on the piece of paper that actually read them out.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way I was going to remember any of those except for Snowball.
All right. I have a bonus question for you if you like.
Oh, good. I like bonus questions. Does that get me my honor back?
It does, but you're probably not going to get it.
Oh, good. That's even better.
All right. In the episode with Bob's brother Cecil, played by David Hyde Pierce, what ancient civilization referred to hydrodynamic engineers as a calling?
Well, this is kind of cheating, Matt, because I've asked you this question before.
I know.
Cappadocians,
you
right?
are correct, and that is actually a historical fact. They were great water workers.
I do have some additional questions sent to us this time by Abby. She hosts a Simpsons trivia night, and she returned the favor by sending us a whole bunch of questions, which I will throw a couple your way, Matt. See what you know. Some of these are all variable difficulties. Okay. Let's see. What is Sideshow Bob's middle name?
Underdunk.
That is correct. What does Martin's talking Al Gore doll say?
Oh, talking Al Gore doll. You are hearing me talk.
Correct.
Sorry, I always forget to get that confused with the episode where they are buying the books and Lisa buys his book. Sorry.
Okay, final. I'm going to give you a Milhouse question.
Yes.
Milhouse related question, I should say. According to Mr. Largo, who likes Milhouse?
Nobody likes Milhouse.
That's correct.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
I still have, there's a huge, she sent me a giant document with a bunch of questions that I still have a whole bunch of questions from other people to work through as well. So keep sending those themes, send them in, keep sending us themes, suggesting us themes. I got one queued up for our next trivia segment, but after that, it's open territory, so keep sending those in. You can send them, or trivia questions for that matter, to, let's see, our Twitter, which is @SimpsonsShowPod. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, and you can, of course, email us at SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. So, Matt, it is that time once again.
No.
Dun, dun. Dun! It is time for best episode ever.
Best episode ever.
Best episode ever is part of the show. Matt and I will rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. Where is this? Where do we even start with this one, Matt? I'm having trouble. Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
that's where I'm looking.
Say like
50, middle.
Up to 56 now. This will be 57. So that means the middle is going to be 28. So,
Okay, let's... Okay, is it... It's a side character story. So, let's see. Number 30 is Principal Charming. Is it better than Principal Charming?
Honestly, I'd put it about the same as Principal Charming. Because Principal Charming is a little bit earlier, but... Honestly, no, I don't think it is. I think Principal Charming is better.
How about Dead Putting Society, which is 31?
I'd probably put it above Dead Putting Society, because it's a very tight story. It's just, you know, it's a good Simpsons episode, not a great one. So Otto is not the most interesting character in the world, and you don't get a whole lot of focus on the family. There's a little bit of heart, not much, but, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's... It's funny, but it's certainly, I don't know, it meanders a bit, and I think that's my main complaint with it, but I'm trying to think back to Dead Putting Society.
I mean, I love Dead Putting Society just because I love miniature golf so much, and it was nice to see Flanders back in his days as the perfect neighbor rather than the super Christian, but... This episode, I mean, it had the Spinal Tap moments, which I thought was great. It had Bart, you know, giving up on his short-lived dream. It had some good moments. I think put it a little bit above Dead Putting Society.
I think I agree with you. I think it benefits a lot from being later on, where they have learned their craft a little bit more, or learned more about what makes a Simpsons episode and how to construct it better, I guess, and how to frame the jokes better, all that stuff. But yeah, I think that's a fine place for it. Number 31, right behind Principal Charming, right in front of Dead Putting Society. Lisa's substitute still number one, though. She's hanging tough up there. Homer's Odyssey, number 57, last place still. Let's see. You can find this list at our website. It's just simply thesimpsonsshow.com. Find everything there, new episodes, downloadable, streaming. Find links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed. You can contact us, comment on the on each episode as it comes out. And of course you can donate to the show, which we'd obviously appreciate. Really helps us out. What's the next episode, Matt? What do we have up next?
Let's see. Next up. Ooh, Bart's friend falls in love. Little Samantha Stanky,
not stinky. Speaking of Milhouse, it's a first. Would you call it a Milhouse episode?
I would call it a Bart and Milhouse episode.
Yeah, that's probably right. It's probably closer to that than anything. But it's like one with a little bit of emotion there. So I'm looking forward to watching it again and talking about it. It should be good. Let's see. Before we go, you can find me on Twitter. It's at MixmasterShow. It's MixmasterCreal. Please check out my comic book podcast. It's Handsome Boys Comics Hour, handsomeboyscomicshour.com, iTunes, all those places. Matt does not participate in social media. You will not find him.
That's true. However, if you are able to get your hands on a badass gravity pump, you can leave me a message in the stars.
You got a Futurama reference in there. I like it, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was going for.
Good. No proposals, though.
No proposals. Nope. Those are a little too late. Sorry.
it reminds me of, let's see, That Thing You Do. The end where they, put the message on the screen underneath the lead singer guy. Sorry, ladies. Yeah. He's taken. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know. Doesn't matter. I think with that, we can call it a day. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching the Simpsons.